Good day, San Bernardino County prayer warriors. As I'm sure you've heard, the current headlines are revealing the need for us to pray specifically for our county. There are key issues that are facing us currently. The U.S. Marines are being deployed to Los Angeles area from the and they are from the 29 Palms Marine Base located in our county. The headlines in Fox News said U.S. Marines deploying to LA and Trump Newsom contest. So, Father, we pray for the safety of all those involved. We thank you that you are God and you are not surprised, shocked, or off your throne over this. You are still sovereign. You're still King of all kings, Lord of all lords. And you want what's best for our city, for our county, for the neighboring county in LA. You do not want this to continue to get out of hand. We pray for exposure of what is true and also that the lies would be exposed as well. We lift up the soldiers that are being deployed even now, could already be there. We pray for their safety. We pray for the soldiers, the rioters, the bystanders, the reporters, and innocent people that are going about their business. We pray for divine wisdom for all those that have any jurisdiction. We pray, God, for people who are not helping the situation to be muted. And we pray, God, for those that are helping will be released to do their job, that they will be safe in doing it and no harm will come to them. We pray they would have patience under the circumstances, under this civil unrest. We pray for no friendly fire. We pray for protection over each person, that they will be able to clearly delineate who is for and who's against, who is committing crime, and who is just peacefully protesting. We pray they're able to remove those who are disobeying the law quickly, swiftly, and with almost little effort, that it would be so easily done with no impediments. We pray those that are causing harm to others, that are stealing, looting, just taking advantage of the situation and other people, destroying property, hurting officers and any other emergency responder. We pray, God, for that they would be caught and that they would be put in jail. We pray for it to be swift and they're able to place them in detention and go through the proper due process on the charges against those who are causing harm and acting or doing criminal activity. We pray for your peace, O Lord, over the whole event, that it doesn't escalate. We pray for your truth and justice, mercy and grace. We also lift up the ICE protests that San Bernardino County Sheriff vowed to maintain law and order. That there were some peaceful protests in our city of San Bernardino, and those in the LA riots that are criminals will be taken to the Adelanto ICE Processing Center, which is also located in our county. This requires a lot of manpower from several agencies working together. So we pray, God, for a safe passage of the criminals to and from the center. No harassment, no problems at the center. Safety to all those who have to escort them, watch them, check over them. Vehicle safety, no one try to impede the escort. Quick processing, courts would make room to hear the cases. Appropriate people, judges, attorneys, etc., that would oversee the cases would be fair and just, and there'd be no protests at the courts, at the courtrooms, that everyone would adhere to the law and the Constitution. We pray for peace to the whole process, that all the workers at the center, those involved in the travels, those in leadership, courts safe, courtrooms safe, people involved, and those not involved would be protected. We thank you, Father, for your word in Amos 3:6. When disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it? If we know, God, if it hasn't been from you, then we praise you, Lord, that you are going to help us see this all come to a peaceful end. We thank you that you ask us to pray for those that are in authority, that we may live a peaceful and quiet life. So we lift all those that are in authority, that they would be careful in their decision making, that it would be from you. We pray for your sovereign divine wisdom on those that have to make decisions that are in leadership positions. We pray, God, also for people that are subject, the rest of the people, the citizens, to subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one. May the Christian community also be careful not to malign one another, to be peaceful and considerate, and to show true humility toward all men. In Jesus' name, we pray your peace over this whole situation. In Jesus' name.